Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. The American Family Farmer program, back on the air for another week of exploration when it comes to the family farmer and his or her fate, the fate of the family of the family farmer, is our focus here with news, information, conversation with people who have done successful things on their farm, with an eye to trying to give you an idea or two or three or four as to how application for some of these things that we talk about could work on your farm. First, though, I start every week with an overview of some of the news that I think is important for family farmers. And the best thing, I've been talking about this on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday on a lot of these same stations, how the economy is good. How, in terms of the farming sector, the farmer's sentiment is stable. I would describe it either as stable or improving. Stronger financial conditions, expectations for inflation are down dramatically, not only among those of us who are farmers, but pretty much among all those people around the country. So there's a Purdue University economic barometer that has been published in a lot of the farm trade magazines. It recorded a reading of 114, which is about the same as it was in November. The sub-indices of the barometer, which is basically the index of current conditions, the index of future expectations, mirrored a pretty positive and consistent note among farmers. Farmers' inflation expectations for the upcoming year are lower than those reported a year ago, which, again, I think is pretty much the same as what we're experiencing in the general public, the overview, the sentiment, if you will. There is a political malaise that is not necessarily tied to this, but people who are strongly supportive of Trump and or Biden, or those who are strongly supportive of somebody other than Trump or Biden, because there's a huge movement in the ag community and generally across the country to vote for anybody but. In case of Biden, there are a group of Republicans that were associated with the last administration that are leading groups around the country to vote for anybody but Trump, and they're supporting Biden. Same thing with the Biden people. It's just kind of the farming community is a microcosm of what's going on nationally. So as to not make this necessarily political, and looking at the Farm Capital Investment Index, which is a strong way to understand what the respondents are feeling, and this is something that was done in concert with the USDA. They have an optimistic outlook for farm income next year. They figure that it will be $10, $12 billion higher than last year. So that's all good. All the graphs point to a notable shift in the attitude that farmers have toward the growing season, the growing year, the production year, and what will happen. It's almost like there's an ignoring of the political realities. Maybe I think we're becoming numb to all of this nonsense. Frankly, the politics of whether or not Biden gets elected or, is Biden's Secretary of Agriculture better than Trump's? Yeah.
I grudgingly admit that because I'm not a fan of the Biden administration. But then I was very much against Sonny Perdue and what he did or didn't do, actually, for the family farmers. And that's why I don't understand Trump's talking like a guy who's got a paper butt when he talks about how much better farmers were, or all farmers like him. Sonny Perdue screwed over the family farmer to a fare thee well. So anyway, let's see what's going on there. I want to move into a couple of items that will help you that I think need to be passed along from the news desk. The National Young Farmers Coalition, I found out, has partnered with Chipotle to support young farmers starting up and growing their business. They are offering a flexible funding opportunity. 50 farmers got $5,000 each last year, the year before, the year before, and the year before that. So this is the fifth year of these grants. Recipients get a one-year membership in the National Young Farmers Coalition. This is very important for the whole idea of continuing or getting new people into farming. The grants are not huge, but they're a start, and it's nice that they have this opportunity to work with Chipotle. 45 awards. Some of them go to businesses already in operation. Some go to startups. Applications are open right now, be accepted until next week. So you reach out to em@youngfarmers.org in order to get this. You can go to just go online to National Young Farmers Coalition. Or you can Google Young Farmers, and I think this will come up as well. Applicant has to be the operating owner of a farm or planning to start their operation this year. Nonprofit farms with that don't have owners, the farm manager can apply. Part owners of cooperatives can apply. If you're 18 and a young farmer, you can apply. You can't apply if you're over the age of 40. Applicants must use farm practices that protect natural resources for future generations. They're encouraging farmers of color and farmers who are facing structural barriers to apply. So, again, visit youngfarmers.org/youngfarmergrants. All right, that's something pretty significant. Also coming up in a moment, some other energy grants, things that may help you, those of you who are we're all looking for help, no question about it. It's where we find it that is different, and thus a couple of ideas. On this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Those of you who have gotten on to a rather important weight loss program. Has it worked so far? We're getting about two-thirds of the way through the month of January. So if you've been on this thing for 3 weeks, you should have significant weight loss or feeling like you have significant success so far. If you're not feeling that way, perhaps you stop the madness and start actually losing the weight instead by going to toploss.com. And Calitrin is a natural way to improve your body image. The big deal right now is for a $10 off every bottle movement. One bottle is a one-month supply, so get 3, 4, 5 months. You can use Afterpay to pay. Ask about that when you talk to the counselor. You can do that because the counselors are there to help you, too, to be successful using the all-natural weight loss program. Start losing today. Go to toploss.com. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploft.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploft.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploft.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Back now on this week's American Family Farmer program, I promised some information about the Rural Development Department. This is a division of the USDA that has announced that the Rural Energy for America program, obviously the government, they love these anachronisms. So Rural Energy for America program is REAP. I wonder how much they pay the guy that comes up with these names, right? Anyway, $2 billion, the Bidenistas love renewable energy, and efficiency is important on the farm for sure. So there are grants available for agricultural producers. This announcement came this week. Rural small businesses as well. The program starts this year and goes through 2031, unless changed. This is one of the good and the bad in this. This is a great way to help farmers and to get loans and grants that will help us all. One of the things, however, is this bias toward energy efficiency. We all should be smart enough to be energy efficient. We shouldn't need the government to dangle a carrot in front of us. The other side of it is that sometimes these loans for agricultural production are the difference between salvation and not surviving. So if you want to apply, ag producers with at least 50% of the gross income coming from ag operations, small businesses in rural areas also, agricultural producers and small businesses have to have no outstanding delinquent federal taxes, no outstanding federal debt, no judgments against them, that sort of thing. So this is the Rural Development Program at the USDA. Aimed at supporting businesses and organizations. This is called the 1RD Guarantee Loan Initiative. If you go to usa.gov/XJNFQ, my God, where do they come up with this stuff? You can use the money for biodiesel, ethanol, that sort of thing, anaerobic digesters. You can use it for geothermal electric generation. You can use it for small and large wind mills for wind generation. You can also use funds to buy, build, or install energy-efficient improvements like new heating and ventilation systems for certain farm operations, for lighting, for doors, windows, for all kinds of solar pumps. Switching from diesel to electric irrigation motors, replacement of energy-efficient, inefficient equipment, that sort of thing. So if you want to learn more about this and become a stakeholder, you can actually look up the Inflation Reduction Act. It has updates. You go to tinyurl.com/REAP training webinar, all right? I'll do that again. tinyurl.com/REAP training webinar. Hopefully something else to help those of you on small farms get the monetary help that you need. As we continue to try to help you out here on the American Family Farm.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back into the focus here of your farming and the American Family Farmer's overview of what's going on. Melissa O'Rourke is with us on the American Family Farmer. She's at Iowa State University. I guess I'm interested, as I suggested before, in your background. I always ask people whether they're farm kids or not.
Yeah. Technically, my parents weren't farmers. My grandpa, my mother's parents were farmers. We spent summers on Grandma and Grandpa's farm in Southwest Iowa when we were little kids. And then we grew up on an acreage. We had chickens. My mother was a dirty 30s farm girl. Huge garden, canning everything. Yeah. And then when I went to college, I majored in agriculture and business. And then my husband and I have raised and managed a herd of registered Toggenburg dairy goats for over 25 years.
So why? What intrigued you about that? Why do that? What is there that you like about
Yeah,
that?
I don't know exactly what it was, but I was intrigued by dairy goats for years. Actually, another one of my brothers, he majored in dairy science at Iowa State University, lived on the dairy farm there, and I would go stay with him at times. And not only did they have a cow dairy, but at that time they had a dairy goat operation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just always intrigued by dairy goats. Dairy goat milk is the most widely drunk milk in the world. Mm-hmm. Goat meat is the most widely eaten meat in the world. And it was after my husband and I got married, we acquired our first 4 dairy goats, and still today, I milk the goats every morning. So.
Do you? That's great for your hands. If you're doing it by hand, you have to have super strong hands and wrists. Right, it's a great way of developing them. So that's cool. That's good to know. It's bona fide each time. People want to know the folks that are here talking about farming have experience or know their thing, if you will. So let's go back to something you were talking about, the ownership of land. There's a big problem, as I see it anyway, for two reasons. Number one, at least in land ownership, how much the Chinese have been able to buy quietly, how much guys like Gates have been able to buy quietly and control, because without land, you don't have food, and why in the world we would allow the Chinese or anybody else to come buy our land is beyond me. I know there's a bill that's pending in the House, and I don't know where it is in the Senate, that would prohibit the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, any country that's not considered to be our friend, from buying and or owning land, agricultural land especially, but I think they're expanding it to be buildings and just anything. And I think that's frankly, I don't look upon the Chinese as our friends, especially when you see all of the problems that are coming from their acquiring Smithfield and just the general business about what we're getting here in terms of contaminated food. I just saw a report, interestingly enough, about safety in food, mostly imported from China, but other countries also are reporting in, and the report is the same. The amount of contaminated food, the synthetic beef, the chemicals in beverages, the metal in garlic, bamboo shoots, and food, food security, and that sort of thing. China is at the bottom of the list for food quality and safety. And so I want to get off on this. As you can tell, it's something that I feel is very important. I want to know how you deal with that, because the question has to come up among people that are managing. They have to be approached from time to time by the Chinese, or maybe they're accused of doing things that are connected to the Chinese problems, and they're not their problems at all. So I want to continue with that. Melissa O'Rourke is here with us on The American Family Farmer.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
Back to the next half hour of our program, brought to you in part by the folks who want to help you keep yourself healthy, Calitrin. I'll talk about that later on. fun, how you use the product, how it's great for keeping the weight off. Right now, Melissa O'Rourke is with me. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week with a focus on farms and families and the food and how it comes in this circumstance. We're studying the state of Iowa. Melissa is a farm and agribusiness management specialist at Iowa State University. So human resources for family farmers, it's got to be the same problem. I know a lot of my friends who were on the farm, grew up on the farm. I've been on the farm all my life, been around cows all my life, but there's nobody in my family who's interested. They want to keep the land and keep it producing, but they can't do it themselves. And one wonders in Iowa how much of a problem this is and how, I know you're dealing with it. How are you dealing with it?
Well, you know, there are some challenges and some opportunities. Most of the farmland in Iowa is owned by Iowans, and that's a wonderful thing. We're really fortunate with that. The challenge that we see, again, is that it takes more acres in at least traditional commodity, corn and soybeans and some of our livestock operation. It takes more acres to support a family. So the operations do become larger, but again, by far the ownership in Iowa of farmland is by Iowans. But what we see is that we have families who talk about So this relates to that issue of farm succession,
right,
that they want to keep the farm in the family, and that's a wonderful thing. But each time, you know, let's say even if we had a section, 640 acres, and so mom and dad farm that land, or grandma and grandpa, and then it gets passed down. But then at some point, then they die and they say, we're gonna pass it on to the kids, and there's four kids. So now they each own 25% of 640 acres. And essentially then, if they're owning it as tenants in common, then they are all business partners. Mm-hmm. Are any of those four now adult children actually farming? Sometimes we have maybe one that's farming and maybe not. Sometimes all four of them have gone on to different careers. So then what are they doing? They're leasing out the farmland to other operators, usually, you know, in that neighborhood. And that, as I mentioned earlier, when I do these farmland leasing and management workshops and just do a lot of education in that area, we're dealing with the issues of communication, goal setting, between those family members who own the farmland and want to see it farmed well and with, you know, many times have good goals of conservation and stewardship of that land, but they're working with an operator, a producer, a tenant who doesn't own the land. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, many of those, the vast majority of our producers who may own some land themselves, but also are farming land that they do not own through some kind of a lease or a crop share arrangement, they are also very concerned about conservation and stewardship and being good stewards of that land. But the communication can be a real challenge, especially when we have farmland owners who may have grown up on the farm, but they never actually farmed themselves. They never had to make those decisions.
Right.
So we work on improving the communication and helping both the farmland owners and the producer tenant to understand and communicate with one another so that they have a good relationship and move forward through the generations. But sometimes those sizes of the acreages do get smaller, and that just continues to be a challenge.
So, under the circumstance, the challenges that you're talking about, that's one of many. Iowa is one of our premier farming states. So I think people tend to think, okay, if it's good in Iowa or not good in Iowa, so goes the rest of the nation.
In terms of those operations that need to hire non-family members to come and work on the farm. But there's just a lot of challenges all over our economy right now in finding people to hire, finding people to come out and work.
Yeah.
So that is really an issue. But when there are situations, when it is warm out there. Our farm managers, owners, supervisors need to be well attuned to how do we manage our farm employees and workers when it is hot. Because he can be very dangerous. Yep. Sometimes, you know, we think about the cold. You know, we certainly have plenty of that in December, January, and February here in Iowa. And so that's another thing that Extension has done. It's an area that I've been concerned in is, you know, our human resource management is how do we work with the folks that are out there working on the farm, be it in cropping operations, livestock operations, to keep them safe and have a healthy working environment.
What percentage of people in Iowa are born, raised, and have worked on the farm all their lives versus imported labor? How does that shake out? Just out of curiosity, I'm interested in.
Boy, you know what? I don't feel like I have that number right off the top of my head, and I don't want to just take a wild guess here. We certainly have it as you know, all across America. I think in Iowa we have many, many people who are working on farms who are lifelong Iowans. But all across America, we have a need to increase our labor and our workforce, and we have a lot of, as we have historically in the U.S., a lot of immigrants that have come here and want to work, and so that really has been a benefit in many parts of Iowa and in many industries, particularly in the area of livestock. Work and management and, you know, breeding and raising, managing livestock, be it dairy, pork production, beef production. There's just, a lot of pockets in Iowa, areas all across Iowa that have a lot of livestock. And, you know, that's very labor intensive, very hands on. And so we're fortunate to have, immigrant labor come, and that's really, really helped our labor situation here in Iowa.
All right, we'll continue in a matter of moment. I want to talk about women in agriculture. You've made your position clear. I get it. But I think it's very interesting to see from, at least in my neck of the woods, how many more women are running farms. And I wonder if that's a trend that is continuing in Iowa. Back to Melissa O'Rourke in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about your health and well-being. We've lost weight naturally. Some people, because of the amount of exercise and work that you're doing on the farm, you're losing weight. But then there are those who are enjoying the fruits of all of your labor, and maybe they're packing on a few extra pounds here and there. They want to take care of it. They've gone on a diet, and now their question is, how do I keep the weight off? And the healthy way, the correct way to do that is with an all-natural product that's been in existence for 25 years now here in America called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It sort of is a play on trim the calories. This is a weight loss formula that is strictly natural, collagen, protein, enzymes, all kinds of things that will help your aloe vera. This is just plain good for your body. And when your body feels good, it's good for your head. You notice that, right? Get 90 days free when you buy 90 days. Also, free shipping. That's important, too, using that code Doug at toploss.com. Back for a few more minutes. Melissa O'Rourke has been here on the American Family Farmer. So women in agriculture, how important is this? An increasing importance, I would think, in farm states, yeah?
Absolutely. Actually, Doug, I love that you brought this up. The fastest growing demographic of farmland ownership in Iowa, and I think in other farm states, is women. How is that happening? Some of it's happening through marriage, some through inheritance and some through women buying farmland. And so Iowa State University Extension, and I think other university extensions across the country are recognizing this and realizing too that a lot of those women, again, some of them grew up on a farm, some didn't, but if they didn't kind of grow up and work in farming, they need more education. So we are absolutely providing that, helping women to do better work in managing their farmland. And some of these are, you know, significant acres, you know, where we start to get up, you know, 160 and, you know, individuals owning significant numbers of acres of farmland. But I also want to mention that, I mean, I know a number of women, in the area that they acquired or got access to maybe as little as 2 acres, 5 acres, and they are running some very, very successful small farm operations. And this might be vegetables, fruit, small livestock operations. I'm talking from dairy goats and sheep to small cattle operations, pasture swine, and really very successfully. I mean, working darn hard, these women are, but running financially successful operations. We talk about that word sustainable farming. And as you know, Doug, one of the most, probably the most important thing about an operation being sustainable is it financially sustainable?
Absolutely.
And I've just seen some of these small operations be very financially successful and sustainable. And there are people who think, oh, you know, how can you make a living on 2, 3, 5, 10 acres? You absolutely can. Takes a lot of work, a lot of sweat equity, a lot of really focusing on your finances. I'm not saying at all that men aren't doing that as well, but I just happen to be aware of a number of those kinds of operations, and it's just been fun for me to work with them and see what they're doing with the land. And then in terms of, you know, our communities, when you've got small businesses being established and growing, what are they doing? They're buying supplies. They're buying commodities. You know, we've got more dollars circulating through our small communities, our counties, again, all across Iowa. It's just, it's good for our towns, our school districts. It's just building the community throughout the area, and it's a great thing. As you can tell, I just have a joy in working with that.
You've come alive as we've come, as we've run out of time, but I was very enthused to hear your enthusiasm about women in agriculture. The world is changing. We got to change with it. Melissa O'Rourke, Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at the Iowa State University Extension Service, here talking about what's going on from her perspective in Iowa in farming on the American Family Farmer.
Stephen's Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too much longer, but before he does, I want to go into this a little further. What's left after they press the oil out of the soybean? There's this high-protein, gooky stuff that's left, which results in products like, and you'll read this on the labels, soy protein isolate or soy protein concentrate. These are waste products. You find them all.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts on who owns land. This is becoming a thing with me, and it ought to be a thing with you. And during the last part of the American Family Farmer every week, I take an issue and give you my, I hope, poignant and direct thoughts. And there's not much more important to me and hopefully to you than what the American Farm Bureau Federation says is the biggest problem in America. The increase in ownership of forest land, for example, in Alabama, Michigan, and portions of Colorado. And then in Colorado is also pasture land and cropland that has been a focus. Mostly because of a Chinese company or two or three or four investor-owned lands hundreds of thousands of acres. This is what I think is the biggest problem. But anyway, the focus on these foreign investors, the acquisition last year alone of almost 4 million acres of land that is not owned by American interests, mostly by foreign governments, and mostly three-quarters of it is held by the Chinese Communist government or companies that are connected directly to the Chinese Communist government. What I keep asking this question, what in the name of God is the matter with the people who are running this country? Foreign investment in our land has become, well, certainly it's attractive as an investment for sure, since 2017. And when you look back to that point, the number of acres that are held in foreign trusts has increased about 3 million acres. It's going, but it's nuts. We're crazy. So, in terms of I talk about the Chinese, but I think another way of looking at this is what states own, or what states is there foreign ownership of land? The biggest state that has foreign ownership is the state of Texas. 5.5 million acres of farmland is owned by foreign investors, mostly Chinese, but some others as well. In Maine, second largest holdings by foreigners, and most of these are Canadians, about 3.5 million acres of private farm and forest land held not by American owners in Maine. Colorado, over 2.5 million acres owned by non-American interests. Let's see here. Colorado actually, of the 2.5 million acres, some of it's forest land, about 500,000 acres is farmland, 500,000 acres in Alabama, 500,000 acres in Michigan. Some of this is timberland, and the stuff up in Maine especially, but when you look at the total around the country, 21 million acres, or about half of the foreign land ownership, is forest land. And then cropland comes in next at 13 million acres, and then pasture land is next at about 9 million acres. That is owned by non-American interests. Recent sales, if you look at the, I did a Google search of the states where there have been recent farmland sales. Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, North Carolina, North Dakota. And so in this circumstance, when you look at Iowa, for example, one of the counties there, a Wapello County, two tracts of farmland totaling, totaling a couple of hundred acres, sold at auction for $1.3 million to non-American interests. It's unacceptable. Same thing in Kentucky, same thing in Kansas. So this is way off the mark, my friends, way off what's right. This is one of the reasons the farmland values are going up. Americans aren't paying for the land or pushing up the value, rather than maybe Bill Gates and his bunch of cronies. But they're just looking at some of these large tracts of land, seeing how they're being managed and what they're being used for, and the government is doing nothing. What do we have a government for, if not for to protect us from the incursion? I'm not so worried about the Canadians, you know that. But Chinese ownership, as I say, the major focus on policy has been Chinese ownership of farmland. A number of states have passed legislation, and hopefully that will continue. Wake up time, 59 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
This program is...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.